he's found the piece for both of you, and that probably is what he wants to do.
Have I been recorded already? Huh? Have you recorded already? Around. This is not for now, but if during the regular stay there, if people finish the Marcus Hermes already, so go right during the Gemara till the, go right till the two dots at the bottom of the page, and when you're done, then you can see the Beis Yosef here. It's the Beis Yosef here in Peites. Just pass it around. No, for later. Okay, so we were talking yesterday about the Yud Gimel Krim of the Rambam. And the Hakdama, giving a little bit of a Hakdama, we were discussing that what's Miyuchad about the Yud Gimel Krim versus any other in Yanei Emunah, any other things that we're supposed to believe in. That the Yud Gimel Krim, the way the Rambam presents it, is these are things that are necessary to be Nichal in Klal Yisrael. If you believe in these things, you're part of Klal Yisrael. Part of Klal Yisrael comes with certain benefits. Part of Klal Yisrael comes with a din of Klal Yisrael Yeshul Chelek Lagam Haba. Part of Klal Yisrael, the Rambam says, you know, we have mitzvah to love fellow members of Klal Yisrael. We have to be chaymer on them, we have to be ay of them, and those things don't apply if you're outside of the pale, outside of the realm of Klal Yisrael. Someone who's mefakfek on the Yud Gimel Krim, he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Someone who believes in the Yud Gimel Krim, even if he does Averis, so he'll get punished for his Averis. There's no free ride. He gets punished for his Averis, but he's still Nichal in Klal Yisrael and has all the benefits that come with being Nichal in Klal Yisrael, including this, you know, Klal Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba. We saw the Shita Sa'ikrim, who is a Mechudesh Tegas Shita, that the inyan of believing in Ikrim is not just believing that they're true, but also understanding that these are Ikare Emunah of our faith, and that this is what Yiddish religion is based on, and that is part of the Emunah that we need to have. It's not something you see in the Rambam, that's Mechudesh that you see in the Ikrim. Fine, we started talking yesterday a little bit at the end about this din, what exactly are the criteria for someone to be called a kaifer and for us to say that there's no chelek l'olam haba? Is it anyone who doesn't believe the Yud Gimel Krim? Are there certain caveats to it? So we saw what seems to be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah and Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, tells us that someone who believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, among other things, but one of the things he mentions is someone who believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf is considered a min, he's considered a kaifer. He is someone who is outside of the realm of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Ravid does not disagree with the Rambam in the sense that the Ravid doesn't hold that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. The Ravid doesn't hold that you're allowed to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. But the Ravid says, if someone looks at the Psukim in the Torah, and someone looks at the Maamari Chazal, which we have many, many of the Psukim and many, many of the Maamari Chazal that indicate to us that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, right? If we're going to understand the way we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, we're going to take many, many Psukim, many, many Maamari Chazal, and say that they're not meant kipshutam, they're meant as a sort of metaphor, a sort of mashal. The Ravid says, if someone does not understand it like that, if someone sees the Psukim and he sees the Maamari Chazal and believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, he's mistaken, but you can't call him a kaifer. You can't call that guy a min, a kaifer. You can't say that guy has no chelek l'olam haba. He says, you know, gedolim v'chachamim mimenu, famous words of the Ravid, bigger people than the Rambam have thought that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a guf. So you can't say that that guy is pushed out of the claw of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the question is exactly how to understand the Rambam Shita. The Rambam seems to hold that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if one says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, then he has no chelak rahom haba. Now, just for the record, it's important, I guess, to point out that the Chaznish in Yerideya, in Simon Samach Beis, it's on this paper, and we don't have to see inside necessarily, but the Chaznish there says that he's not convinced that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, he says that he thinks it's possible to say that the Rambam is maskim to the Ravid. In other words, the Ravid did not properly understand the Rambam. The Rambam, when he said that, if you say a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, you have no chelak rahom haba, he did not mean that someone who mistakenly, based on learning up Chazals and learning up the Pesukim, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. No, it means that if it's someone who knows that the Jewish concept of a God does not stem with someone physical and someone having a guf, and he knows that al pi Torah we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, but anyway, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. That's what the Rambam means. But someone who thinks, based on the Pesukim and based on Chazals, that the Tardik Mahalch is to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, says it could be that the Rambam is masking to. I'll just read you like one line here. It's here if you want to look at it later. It says, Gam Ladas Harayvidzal Sham Shainza Min near the Haridavka Mishale Ayin Bedavar Shadaita Ktsara. Someone, the Ravid says someone is not a min, if he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, is someone who wasn't ma'ayin it, or he's not, doesn't have the ability to be ma'ayin so well. Avra Mavin Shainitak and call Masaranu Bemunasainu Mamitas Habaris Labal Guf. Someone who understands that everything that our Messiah tells us about Kadosh Baruch Hu does not stem with him having a guf. Anyway, he says, well, I think he has a guf anyway. Maida arrived at his evidence. The rival will be Maida that you're a min. Shariu Kaifer Baker. The Evshir Sharamam's al Maida. It could be the Ramam's also Maida. Shemi Shalai Ayin, Velavavi Shalai, Michal Master, Mamitas Habarei. She is Barak Kad, my new Barak Kol, Ve Matsai Zalasa, Kolza, Hosha Vituna, Shuki Israel, Kosha Vitaiv. So the Chazanish says it's Efshir that the Rambam is Maida to the Rav. He is not, does not think that it's necessary to learn that the Rambam is arguing with the Rav. So it could be that really everyone holds that if a person makes an honest mistake based on the reading of the Pesukim, based on the reading of Chazal, and says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, it could be everyone's going to be masking that person is not a kaifer. Okay. But I think that the others understand that, no, that the Rambam, the Ravid is chelak on the Rambam, and the Ravid understood the Rambam properly. The Ravid says that the Ravid understood the Rambam to say that if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, you're a kaifer regardless of how you came to that conclusion. And the that's the proper understanding. And this is where you have the famous line from Reb Chaim, right, that people quote from Reb Chaim. And you know, the Reb Chanan here quotes, you know, the Yiddish, he says, Dervas is never chapi kairis, is I chapi kairis. Hey, what? So the famous, like, you guys heard that before? Oh, so it's a famous line that Reb Chaim, what?
A heretic, like, answer is a heretic nonetheless.
So Reb Chaim, they say over from Reb Chaim, I don't think, you know, Reb Chaim, it's documented anywhere, you know, Reb Chaim is ksav, but it's the Beseira that Reb Chaim used to say, that someone who's nebuch, not bikaris, is also not bikaris. So someone who, you know, yeah, it's not his fault, he didn't do anything wrong, but Lamaisa, he doesn't believe in the Yesedus of Emunah, he's also not bikaris. Now, that's often used to explain the Shita of the Rambam, that yeah, maybe the reason why he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, the reason why he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is physical is because he read in the Pesukim in the Torah about the Yad Hashem and the feet of Hashem, and he says, must be as a guf. Okay, you can't hold it against the guy. Nebuch, he's not Bikaris, but he's still not Bikaris. He still has the dinim of not Bikaris. Now, that is actually this member from Chaim, I think, is controversial what it actually means. I think my people assume, I think that Reb Chaim actually said it, that seems to be the Messiah, but what it actually means is not so clear. And I just look, if you have this piece here, the English piece from Rabbi Bleich, and he has, I think it's just I think it's how most people say over Reb Chaim, but he expresses it nicely, and he says that the idea being that he has no chelak in Olam Haba if he's not Bikaris, it's not as a punishment to him, But rather, he just doesn't have the mindset that he can appreciate Olam Haba. The way he says like this, if a guy doesn't know algebra, and he tries registering for a calculus class, so say, sorry, if you don't know algebra, you're not going to know what's going on. You can't come. It's not a punishment to him, but if you don't have the basics in order, you're not going to know what's going on. You can't appreciate it, so there's no muckum for you in this class. So it says, you know, that's how the Rambam understands this din of that the Kaifer doesn't have Chelek L'Olam Haba, is because in order to appreciate the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Yisayit of L'Olam Haba, this understanding that there's tremendous Hanaf from this Tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't have when we're alive, you have to have certain mindset and certain thoughts in place. If you're of the belief, your mind is such a place, you're of the belief HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a goof, you're of the belief that, you know, whatever it is, your Yanei Emunah are not proper in your head, you can't appreciate Olam Haba. There's no makom for you there. You won't have that tfisa that has that hana. And therefore, Kaifer has no chelek Olam Haba is not due to the fact that it's a punishment to him. It's due to the fact that the Kaifer doesn't have the kelim to be mekabel any of the hana of Olam Haba because he can't appreciate the tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bemeila, he's limited from Olam Haba. Yeah, what? So is why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create someone who's going to be a Nebuchadnezzar curse? I don't know. There's a lot of questions we have. It's a good question. I don't know. What? The point of this world is to develop ourselves to the extent that we could appreciate the tefisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? No, it's not a punishment, but if you're not developed to that extent, there's nothing to appreciate for you. What? You're asking, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu change the way he's naig in this world? In other words, the way he's naig in this world, it's fine, that's a criticism. I'm saying the way he's naig in this world is that, right? This ayram is where we can work of ourselves, where we can improve ourselves, where we can change the way that we understand things and perceive things. And the machar is just to reap the benefits. So if he hasn't made his mind in such a way that he can be taifas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, well, it's not gonna do with the machar. The machar is just getting the payris. The machar is appreciating what we've developed in this world. The machar is not the time that we can accomplish more in terms of developing ourselves. Fine. I think that most people who say over this vart from Chaim, I think this is what they mean. That, you know, being an apikaris is not a punishment. Being an apikaris is just you're not able to appreciate Olam Haba, and therefore you can have Olam Haba. Now, I think there's a few problems with this, and we'll see Rabbi Chanan touches on some of these problems. And we come out, right? If you have a Jewish baby who is nifter, Rahman al-Tan, a Jewish baby who's nifter, so he doesn't have any sort of tfisa on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're going to say that he has no chelek Olam Haba because he hasn't developed his mind to appreciate Olam Haba. That's a very strange thing to say. I think most of us would find that very uncomfortable, you know, very uncomfortable to say that someone who's at an age where they can't develop their mind yet to appreciate the tefisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't have any makom in Olam Haba, and they're excluded from Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. I guess it goes against most of our sensitivities, and this is Rabbi Chanan himself brings this as a problem. He considers that a problem, but there's more of a problem also. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Ma'amrim Peri Gimel, says, and this is on the papers here on page 2, Mi she'eina ma'ida b'tari shebal peh Ein Isaac in Mamre aber betera, aber ze be khar ap karsin mi sa sa be khar adam. So says someone who's not maida and tell you what? So you could say Eretz Rachman Apatre. The vart that people say over from Chaim is that there's no ptur of Einis for being an apikiris, because in order to appreciate Olam Haba, you have to have a certain mindset. You have to have certain understandings. And you can be Eidus and Tzeitel tomorrow, but if you don't have those understandings, you're not going to be able to appreciate El Haba. You can't. You can't understand the Tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get in El Haba, which is such a Hana, that is Karvis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could only have that if you have a certain mindset. So you could say Eidus Rechama Patrick and Tzeitel tomorrow, but if you haven't developed that mindset, you can't appreciate El Haba. So, you know
what? Why can't it be that?
Let's hold off on that a few minutes. You're suggesting that it's not that you have to develop your mind in such a way to be able to appreciate El Haba, but if you have wrong Ashkafas, that messes it up. Okay, maybe you could say it like that. You know, in other words, that the way that he presents it here, you're saying is wrong. Right? He presents it that in order to know calculus, you have to know algebra. So you don't know algebra, you can't know calculus. You don't have the sightness of emunah, you can't appreciate a kadosh baruch Hu. You think that's not the right. That's not what Reb Chaya means. It's not the right way to approach it. Maybe let's hold off on that for a minute. Okay. But let's see in Hilchos Mamrim, he says, someone who is not Maida in Torah Shebaal Peh is B'chal Apikorshin Misasa B'chal Adam. Anyone could kill him. Says, Me'achesh Misparisim Shu Kaifer B'Torah Shebaal Peh. Once it's been Misparisim that he's Kaifer in Torah Shebaal Peh, Me'ridinai Seveloim Island, right? We could throw him into a pit, and if you see him into a pit, you don't pick him up. Ve'rehu K'shar Kol Apikorshin Ha'imrin Ein Torah Min HaShemayim Va'amoysrin Va'amomrin. Shekol Eilu Einam B'chal Yisrael. Someone who believes that Torah is not in the Shemayim, right? It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. He's not B'chal Yisrael. Ve'in Sarach Leila Eidim Ve'il Asra Ve'il Dayanim El Kol Ha'hirig Echad Mehen Asa Mitzvah G'dayil Rav Heiser Mechshol. Yeah, but someone is very strong. L'shoinus the Rambam here. I wouldn't advise anyone to take this practically. But someone who doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't need Eidim, you don't need Asra. You just kill him at the first moment you get. You do the Mitzvah G'dayil. Now, he says, "Bamei dvar amurim be'ish shekafar b'tayish ba'peh b'machashavtei b'dvarim sheniroi." That's if someone who thinks about it and he says, "No, I don't think it makes sense that it's tayish ba'peh. Doesn't appear to be dvar b'niroi. I don't see any evidence for it. I don't see any documentation. It doesn't appear to be correct." V'halachachadaitei hakama, and he goes after his weak das v'achashviras libay and where his heart wants to take him. V'kayfer b'tayish ba'peh tchila ketzaduk ubaitas v'cheka toyom achra. But let's say a person decides that he doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and he has children. He brings up his children, telling them there's no such thing as Torah Shebaal Peh. Ubnei b'neihem, and their grandchildren. Shehedichu oisam avaisam v'noldu ben akarayim ugadlo oisam aldaitam hareyu ketinek shenishba b'neihem v'gadlu ben ezariz lechaz b'darkei ha-mitzvahs shareyu ka'inus. Says, that is someone who decides on his own he doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. But let's say a person is in a situation where his parents teach him no such thing as Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's how he grows up. The Rambam says that's similar to a Tinek Shenishba. Tinek Shenishba is someone who gets captured by Goyim, and therefore he's brought up by Goyim, he's never exposed to Yiddishkeit. And he says, then you're an Einus. Then you don't have the din of a Kaifer. Then there's no din that we're supposed to kill him. Even though he hears later Shehu Yehudi that he's Jewish, v'ra'a Yehudim v'dasa, but he sees Jews and he sees their religion. So even if you know he is exposed to Jewish people and he lives in a Jewish neighborhood and he sees Jews, but if he's brought up by parents who tell them that this is very silly and very stupid, so then he's an Einus and he's not going to be considered a Kaifer. So he says, you know, someone who is a kaifer b'tayish baal peh because he decides this on his own, so then, you know, we just kill him without edim, without hasra, you know, we get rid of him as fast as possible. Someone who's brought up like that, we have a very different attitude. We try to speak to them nicely, divrei shalom, and be meishach them, to show them, you know, the truth and the beauty of Torah. But what the Rambam tells us is that even if someone is a kaifer, if it is by einus, if it's brought up that way, he doesn't have the din of a kaifer. Now, I guess, to say this in more clear ways, if a kaifer was only negea, this that you're not bechal kal Yisrael was only negea for olam haba, then maybe you could say that. You could say that, yeah, if you haven't prepared yourself properly for olam haba, you're not going to get olam haba. But it's not true, right? Being bechal a kaifer and being outside of the realm of kal Yisrael is negea for other things also. Like the Rambam says, it's negea that we kill you, right? We kill you if you're a kaifer. But he says that this din of a kaifer is only for someone who is not an oinus. We don't consider him an oinus. He decided on his own to make these cheshbonos that he doesn't think to disturb the shemayim. But someone who's an oinus was brought up that way, he's not b'chal kaifer b'meila. We treat him very nicely. We don't kill him. We try to be meshiv him to Torah. So you see the charem first in the Rambam that there is a concept of oinus with regards to kfira, and someone who's never chapikaris is not an apikaris. So chayra, it's hard to say this very, very black and white definition of Reb Chaim's statement that anyone who does not have the proper beliefs is considered apikaris. When the Rambam seemingly tells us that no, there is a concept of oinus even with regards to apikarsis. So hopefully next time we'll see other mahalchim in terms of understanding Reb Chaim. Like the Reb Chanan has a different take in what he thinks Reb Chaim meant. And we'll get to that, we'll leave that there next time. Okay, so let's go, we'll reconvene at 12:15. And as everyone have, I gave out, there's a copy of the Beis Yosef, and everyone's here now. So if you finish the Ma'amar Kaimis that we have, just go to the bottom of the page, the two dots, and then do the Beis Yosef there, page S. Oh. What?